paragimot. So just like we saw in the previous perek, that when one is involved in a mitzvah, or even if he's just distracted because of a mitzvah, he is exempt from saying Kriyat Shema. The next two Mishnayos will give another example or two where one is distracted and he's involved in a mitzvah, and therefore he is exempt from saying Kriyat Shema. Misha Misa Mutar Lefanov, somebody who has a dead relative who is literally placed in front of him, it means one of his relatives dies and he needs to bury him. And the relative has not yet been buried. The halacha is Potter Mikriyat Shema, he is exempt from saying Kriyat Shema because he needs to busy himself with sorting out the mitzvah of burying his dead relative. Umin HaTefillah, he's also exempt from davening Shemona Esrei. Most of the time that the Mishnah refers to Tefillah, it's talking about Shemona Esrei specifically. So he's exempt from both Kriyat Shema and Shemona Esrei, Umin HaTefillin. He's exempt from Tefillin as well. The truth is, he's exempt from all other mitzvahs because of the rule of Ha'oseik B'mitzvah, Potter Min HaMitzvah. One who is involved in one mitzvah is exempt from doing other mitzvahs. But the reason why the Mishnah specifies these three mitzvahs is because these three have something in common, and that is that they are all to do with Kabbalas O Malchus Shamayim, accepting upon oneself Hashem's power and accepting to do the mitzvahs. So I might have thought that these things are so fundamental and important that even somebody who's involved in burial, involved in a mitzvah, they would have to do these three. So that's why the Mishnah specifies these three, to say that even these three, Kriyat Shema, which is about declaring Hashem's power, declaring Hashem's oneness, and Tefillah, davening, realizing that you're standing in front of the power of the whole world, and Tefillin, which contains the parashas of Shema inside. So these two things are so important, so I might have thought that I would have to say them even when I'm doing another mitzvah. So the Mishnah tells us, no, ha'oseik b'mitzvah, potter min ha'mitzvah, even applies to these three mitzvahs. Another mitzvah involved in burial, and this applies not just to the relatives of the dead person, but to everybody else as well, and that is to accompany the dead body during the funeral to its grave. And a greater form of this mitzvah is to actually be part of the burial by carrying the coffin. Because this was a greater form of the mitzvah, it was a custom that they would take in turns in carrying the coffin. So one group of people would carry it, then they would get tired, and they'd switch to other people. So this way, more people could be part of the mitzvah, and also the people wouldn't get too tired by doing it. So the Mishnah tells us, Nosei Mita, the people who are carrying the coffin, the chilufein, and the people who will switch with them, meaning the next people in line to carry the coffin. And they would usually walk right in front of the coffin. The chilufein, and also those who will switch with the people who are switching now, meaning those who are second in line to carry the coffin. Eshelifnei hamita ve'eshelachar hamita. Whether they're now walking in front of the coffin, meaning they haven't yet carried the coffin, or whether they're standing behind the coffin, meaning they've carried the coffin already, but they want to do it again. Whoever it is, if they are going to carry the coffin before it is buried, so they're going to be involved in the mitzvah, so are they chayav to say Kriyat Shema? The answer is, Eshla mitat tzarech bahen paturin. Anybody who is needed to carry the coffin, i.e. all these people who you just mentioned, paturin, they're exempt from saying Kriyat Shema, because they are involved in this mitzvah. The Eshla ein la mitat tzarech bahen, but those who are not needed to carry the coffin, meaning that they're not in line to be part of carrying the coffin, they're just accompanying the coffin. So even though they are actually doing a mitzvah, because it's a mitzvah just to accompany the dead body, chayovin, they're nevertheless exempt. And we don't apply the rule of ha'oseik b'mitzvah, potter min ha'mitzvah. That if one is involved in a mitzvah, he's exempt from doing other mitzvahs. And the reason for that is because over here, you could easily do both. If all you're doing is walking with the dead body, you can stand still for a couple of seconds, say the first posuk of Shema, and then continue walking and say the rest of Shema. Because it's only the first posuk of Shema which cannot be said while walking, and therefore you have to stand still. But that only takes a couple of seconds, and therefore you can just say that while standing, carry on walking with the coffin, and finish off the first paragraph, or possibly the second and third as well. Ends off the Mishnah, Elu v'Elu. Both those people who are carrying the coffin, and the people who are just accompanying the coffin, Patum Natafillah, they are exempt from saying Shemona Esrei, because firstly, it's not Midoraisa. Kriyat Shema, the Torah says you have to say Kriyat Shema every day. But Shemona Esrei is only Midrabanan. And secondly, because davening Shemona Esrei requires more Kavana than just saying Shema. So it would be harder to have the necessary Kavana whilst accompanying the dead body. And therefore, anyone who's even just involved in accompanying the dead body is exempt from davening Shemona Esrei. I should just mention, I forgot to mention it at the beginning of the Mishnah, but the technical term for somebody whose relative has died and he hasn't yet buried him is an Oinein. And like we mentioned, an Oinein is exempt from performing mitzvahs because he has another mitzvah to be involved in, namely to bury his dead relative.